Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Hobby Hard. I think it's episode 13.
Something like
13,
that.
13, yeah.
13, yeah. I'm Sam Porter.
I'm Dylan Heimbrock.
And I'm Sam Zeno.
And we are going to be talking about jam bands today as a hobby. Basically, I think we're going to be talking about following jam bands.
Mostly like, or really entirely the fans of the jam scene, because they really devote themselves to following the bands on tour and, you know, finding all of their live bootlegs online, all that kind of stuff.
For sure. And recording shows.
Yeah, recording shows.
But yes, that's the topic. So I think we're just going to be talking about that today. Maybe just dibble and dabble around different other topics that are just dibbling and dabbling.
Do you think that that fans of the band Korn could be comparable to jam band fans?
Well, it sounds like you have some ideas on why they might be compared.
Yeah, what do
to
you
them.
Think? Do you like Korn?
I love Korn.
Ooh, really?
Adidas is one of the best songs ever written.
You know All day I dream about soccer.
All day I dream about sex.
Beep. Got to beep that out.
Sorry.
John, our producer, is not. He wasn't here today. So
sorry. I should keep it clean.
Yeah, he's under the weather.
Get better. He actually texted me last night a picture of Theraflu for some reason. It was kind of weird.
Maybe that's the medicine he's taking.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. But I don't know why he would picture text me that.
Why do people named John just love Theraflu? John Donegan drinks that shit eight times a night.
Well, that's not. That's
Shout out to Donegan.
I think that's for a different reason.
No.
I don't think he has a flu.
Well, John, it's just to fall asleep.
He has eight flus every night.
Every night, yeah.
Does Theraflu put you to sleep?
John does.
I'm sure one of their serums does. I couldn't think of the right word.
I don't know. Coffee puts John Donegan to sleep.
Is that right?
So.
I don't know if it's
serum. You
know,
because they have like a daytime and a nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
So at least one of those serums.
Better than syrups.
Yeah. Well,
I guess, I don't know. Serum just sounds dirty.
Serum, that's a... Not appropriate word. Sort
really?
Of.
You think so?
Serum, yeah, it just sounds like
serums
a
have
cure.
Like medicinal qualities.
What about truth serum?
Serum is a...
Exactly. Well, yeah, it's any sort of...
How does that work, by the way?
Truth serum?
Yeah. Truth. Does it work?
I don't know. It probably just gets you really, really high.
Yeah, I think...
I would imagine that you just get really high and start
just like
start
when you get really drunk, you might like
right.
accidentally tell a secret.
I imagine you just start hallucinating or something. I don't know. I've never really looked at it. I've definitely seen it in movies. I've never read anything about it.
Yeah, I wonder. We need to find some co-ops that have them, like Wheatsville, maybe.
That have truth serum?
Yeah, is it legal?
I don't know. I don't even know what it is.
I think truth serum is really called, what is Rehypnol? I think that's really what it is, right?
It actually might be related to that.
It could be. One of my favorite pastimes is actually popping some truth serum and going to jam band shows. So
Jesus Christ. I actually have a friend who's really into jam music, and one day he came up with the brilliant idea he would to save money on alcohol by just buying a bunch of roofies and just roofing himself.
Are you serious?
Yes, he didn't actually do it, but he was really adamant about doing it. He's like, man, it's been so much
But
money.
He bought it?
No, he didn't buy
oh,
it.
Okay.
He
got
just the brilliant
that would
idea.
Be a little suspect if he was in possession of a ton of
no.
Rohypnol.
He never did it. It was just one of those things, and he was just very adamant. I mean, this guy is like the sweetest person ever, so really would have been just so he could dose himself and go to parties.
Was that really a money saver? Is Rohypnol that easy to come by?
Fuck if I know.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
I mean, it's not something I've ever investigated.
Beer's not too expensive.
No, it's really not, especially when you're spending all your money on Natty Light in the city of Pittsburgh. It costs like $4 for like a 12-pack.
He really should have thought that.
$12 for a 12-pack?
I said $4 for a 12-pack.
Sorry.
Yeah. Makes a little bit more sense that way, right?
Yeah. Well, so I guess we should go ahead and start talking about what exactly a jam band is and what kind of falls into the jam band category.
So did y'all do a lot of like a lot of research on this one, or you kind of shooting from the hip? Because I feel like I already knew a good bit about this subject beforehand.
Yeah, same here.
Okay,
I didn't do that much research.
I mean,
I listened to some jam music today at work, though.
Yeah, so I compiled a huge playlist of like 5,000 songs, just by like dragging the entire discographies on Spotify of like a bunch of jam bands that I could think of.
Nice.
And so Dylan and I listened to that on shuffle for as long as we could bear it. I made it through like 10 or 11 songs.
I think I listened to it for like, I'm trying to think. I might have listened to it for like an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess 10 or 11 songs about that.
And it's probably like
three
songs.
No, that's not that long. Oh yeah, because some of the songs are like 20 minutes.
Right. No, actually, I made a point to make sure that none of the songs were... The longest song I listened to was 5 minutes, and that was only... Well, actually,
so you didn't get to the good stuff.
I accidentally listened to 7 minutes of a 22-minute Fish song.
Because
they're the worst offenders.
Because I was sitting there reading something, and I had it on, and I didn't realize that Fish was playing, because I didn't hear Trey Anastasio's stupid voice. And then all of a sudden I realized the song had been on for a really long time, and I looked and I was like, Fish, 22 minutes.
Yeah, that happened to me too. Like I was just sort of sitting with my headphones in, not really paying much attention, and realized I'd been listening to the same little guitar solo. Like,
it's so repetitive. It's always so repetitive.
Sam's digging it.
Keep it going. Let's dance. Have you guys ever seen, so jam music. Yeah, I guess we should talk about that. Like, in my mind, that actually sounded pretty good.
I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard in between my legs.
That was actually very.
Kind of sounds like a little bit like James Brown or something.
No, that sounded like
I was going for Trey and stuff.
You really did. To my mind, you basically wrote a Fish song.
Yeah, I was trying to mock their really repetitive, dumb lyrics as well.
Right, every one of their songs has one sentence repeated 800 times.
It's just the dumbest thing they could think
of.
It's
not a chorus. I mean, it's not a chorus at that point either, though. When you repeat it 45 times in the span of 2 minutes, that's just one lyric repeated over and over.
So if we wanted to find jam bands,
let's do it.
It's tough. I mean,
put it on the chalkboard.
It's I don't know. It's abstract, but when you hear it, you know it.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess the first jam band was the Grateful Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had, I mean, because they were kind of country, kind of folky, kind of rock and roll. But they would, at their live shows, they would have these really long improvisation sessions.
Yeah, I might even go with Jimi Hendrix as perhaps being one of the first jam.
The definition kind of. That I read was, like, that was the first time that term was thrown around.
Oh, yeah. But then no, I can see that.
It's
sure.
been retroactively applied to, like, Jimi Hendrix and Cream, and I forgot who else I read about. But,
why is Jimi Hendrix considered a jam band? Out of curiosity, you guys are the musicians. I don't know.
Well, because they have long improvisational jams. Yeah. And they have a lot of Jimi Hendrix Experience, specifically. And they have a lot of, like, sort of very simple song ideas that they just expand on through improvisation on their instruments.
Oh, okay.
Like, he does have, like, some really well-written songs.
Right.
But then some of his other songs are just very simple, like, beginnings of songs, and they just go into a big improv.
I guess on Electric Ladyland, there's a couple of songs like that. I haven't really listened to any of his records in a very long time, so
Like in his live recordings would have even longer improvisations. Right,
exactly. Yeah, I think anything with like solos perhaps could be considered jamish.
Maybe not anything.
Everything.
I guess when it's primarily improvisational
live,
and solos, because
music today is all jam
to me,
oriented.
Like. You know,
every jazz musician is a jam band.
Well, sure. Like they get their influences from jazz rock fusion. I think that's one of their big influences.
Experimental? No.
Experimental is not really a genre.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, I guess they apply that term to a specific genre, but to me it's just...
What about urban?
Can refer to anything. Urban. Yeah, wow.
No comment. No, jam band.
That's just Grammy speak
grateful,
for black people.
Grateful Dead. And probably like maybe some Bob Seger thrown in there.
Maybe so. I'm not familiar with his live material. But then I read that like the term wasn't
even
really
early Rod Stewart. If we're going out that way,
no. The term wasn't
probably first year.
That's Seal.
Seal actually has
too
late.
Soon.
Is
soon.
Postmodern Seal.
Postmodern Seal.
Postmodern recording.
What about Blackstreet? Would they be considered
in their own
like,
right?
I feel like Dylan's on kind of on the wrong track.
Yeah, I think we need to just wheel you in.
What
a
about
bit.
Wait, I got
maybe like Widespread Panic.
No, wait,
or Fish.
Oh, wait, I got
or
a good one.
Yeah, what I was gonna say
string
is
string cheese incident.
Fish was
or
the
Mo.
Fish,
well, these are all the obvious ones. What about Drew Hill?
Fish in the '80s was like when that term came back with jam band.
Yeah,
And then I know like I read some interviews with Widespread Panic. I guess I did do a lot of research because I went as far as reading an interview with Widespread Panic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Awesome. What do you say?
I listened to a 2-hour questionnaire with No. He
be really impressive if he did that. I don't know how you'd be able to sit through something like that personally.
It'd probably be more entertaining than listening to them play music, honestly.
That's debatable in my opinion. Very debatable.
Even like Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, perhaps?
I'm not a big Skynyrd fan.
Skynyrd.
I do like some of their stuff, but I do love Allman Brothers.
Skynyrd.
I like almost all their stuff.
Oh, look at you, huh?
And okay, so anyway, my point was Widespread Panic. They don't like the term jam band, and they've tried to get away from it. But it's just so obvious that they're the definition of jam band.
So they're elitist. Right.
It does seem kind of funny because a lot of bands that are jam bands always try to not have that label because there's a negative stereotype.
But they all sound the fucking same.
But even like Phish, I think, will come out say, you know, we're a jam band and
good.
Stuff.
At least they can own up to it.
Right.
And are actually trying to see what all they can do within that jam band genre.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And but yeah, it seems like there's like a negative stereotype of like drug-induced dancing and like music for hours and stuff.
I mean, there is a negative stereotype among people who aren't jam fans.
Right.
But like, why should a Widespread Panic care that all their fans want to call them a jam band? Because those are fans of jam bands.
Right.
It's just asinine to be upset that there's a negative stereotype associated with the type of music you play, because every single type of music has some sort of negative stereotype attached to it.
Among the people who aren't fans of it.
Among the people who aren't fans of it. I mean,
it's like, rap is too loud and just say things.
They
just
can't sing.
No,
there's
like
not much singing in rap.
It's just, yeah.
It's all rapping.
Rap music is all talking by a bunch of gangster thugs who are useless.
It's so violent.
Hipsters.
I've only heard one rap song.
I mean, independent rock is just a bunch of hipster assholes just, you know, not liking other things and making unaccessible music. It's just
indie rock probably has a worse stereotype.
I don't know, Screamo's got a pretty bad stereotype.
Yeah, that might be the worst.
Yeah.
Because people that aren't into Screamo are far from far, into Screamo.
But the band, I mean, like, credit to them. Like, I'm sure the bands that are in the Screamo genre, I'm sure they love their fans because they have tight knit. I mean, it's just like all these hobbies. Like, they're small communities and they share the same passion, so they feel even more strongly about it.
I mean, it's just incredibly narrow-minded to go out of your way and just make it your, like, rail against these things. Like, I don't particularly care for jam music, which I've discovered a while ago. But, you know, it's just not my thing. It's not my cup of tea. I mean, people want to listen to it, go to town. I'm not just, you know, don't make me listen to a whole Phish record. I mean, I'll just kind of sit there and pass.
You don't have time for that.
Right. I don't have time for that. And I'll just probably pass
it
aggressively.
Phish.
I don't have 3 hours to spare.
All right. Exactly.
All right, I'm going to come out and say, guys, I really am into jam music.
You, like, currently are, like, into, like, all these bands?
Currently, I listen to Phish. Probably once a month.
When we picked this topic, I didn't realize you liked jam bands.
That's
that
so
much.
Weird because I've known you for. I've always made references.
I guess
to
I can.
Bands.
Like, do you have like Phish stuff on your wall?
No, but I've seen Phish live, and it was awesome.
I feel like maybe I should have recalled. Well, anyway,
I don't know. I mean,
Sam just doesn't have a good memory when it comes down.
I don't.
Is that a terrible?
I will say. I think we should sort of go around the circle and talk about this because I used to like a lot more bands that would be considered jam bands, and now I only really like the Allman Brothers, I guess, and if Jimi Hendrix counts,
yeah,
and you know that kind of thing. But I do like Derek Trucks. I like
oh nice
one of his albums. I don't really know his other stuff.
Yeah,
but you know I went through a Dave Matthews Band phase. I loved them,
mm-hmm.
and I never liked Phish though. I mean, I guess that's really the only thing. I don't. Yeah, I've never. I've just always thought jam bands just seemed silly and boring. For the most part.
Yeah.
But although I did, like, you know, go see Dave Matthews, like, went out of my way to see Dave Matthews 3 or 4 times. I think just 3, though.
Didn't you even go see him at ACL 2 years ago?
No, I didn't.
No.
I did.
I went and saw Levon Helm.
I knew you did. I knew you did.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
you were really excited about it.
At that point, I didn't really care about
it. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'll own up to the fact that I like good jam music and stuff. I like watching.
No reason not to.
Like, Dave Matthews has I played drums and watching, like, a really good drummer and stuff.
Yeah.
And that is, like, really entertaining. I'd much rather watch a jam band than go watch some BS electronic band any day.
I'd rather watch a jam band than listen to a jam band.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like,
and that's a big part of the jam band scene is seeing them live, and that's why people follow them around the country and all that.
Yeah,
right.
And, I mean, maybe, like, since I play a musical instrument, it's, like, a little bit different. Like, I would never really go watch a rapper because, like, I can't rap worth a crap. And so,
and rap live is usually bad.
Yeah.
Unless you're saying Fat Tony from Houston.
Shout out to Fat Tony.
Shout out to Fat Tony.
Shout out to Adrian.
Oh, we almost forgot.
But
Adrian's a huge Fat Tony fan.
It's only 15.
I think Adrian. But I went through a jam band phase too, and kind of got out of it a little bit, and got into like different music and stuff. But like, yeah, I went through a phase where I saw Whites for Panic a couple times. I saw Fish once. I saw Dave like 5 or 6 times. I've seen Mo. I've seen Derek Trucks play before. I've seen Allman Brothers 2 times.
You know your stuff.
Oh, I've seen
Keller
jam
Williams
band.
Play. I've seen String Cheese Incident play once.
And you're friends with the band Moon Taxi, right?
Yeah, Moon Taxi.
Yeah, they're a jam band, right?
Yeah, they jam in their live performance a lot. And like getting started, they've been around for like 4 or 5 years, and getting started, they did a lot more jamming. But now they have like a lot more songs. Like their new album's not as jammy.
But so it focuses more on songwriting?
Yeah. See, but I mean, like, they definitely still do a lot of, like, they'll jam out, like, riffs and stuff, but I think it's just they've been around so long, they've written a lot more songs and stuff, so they probably, like,
I respect
can fill
that.
Up a set more.
Yeah, if you're gonna mix in with some fun improvisation live, I respect that. But the problem I have with a lot of jam bands is it seems like, you know, half of Fish's, you know, 2000 song catalog is just like a really short, simple, stupid idea for a song. Just like 2 chords and saying really dumb lyrics like I did earlier.
Yeah.
Like, and then they do that a few times, and then they jam for 10 minutes and they do that a few times, and then that's a song.
Yeah.
And like that's just poor songwriting. Like, that doesn't count.
Right.
You can't
even
get considered a songwriter. I mean, I guess you're still a musician. I don't know. But
it's good to see bands like Moon Taxi or like Umphrey's McGee and stuff that'll like jam on riffs for a while, but like kind of they'll come back to like the song and stuff and like finish it like, you know, at a decent time.
How long does Moon Taxi jam? How long are their jam sessions?
I don't know. I mean, as like I saw them probably this past May, and they'll still jam out and stuff, but
do they jam with the rest of them?
They can for sure. I mean, they're all went to Belmont and studied music. Or a few of them studied music.
So they know
stuff.
Their stuff.
So they're really good musicians and stuff. So for them, it's like really exciting to go up there
and
to play their instruments for, you know, a while instead of go up there and play like, you know, 23-minute songs.
So they really understand the instruments. They understand theory and all that. That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Another pet peeve of mine is that, I feel like a lot of the jam band crowd, they're like really big music nerds, and they do know a lot about music theory and stuff, but I feel like they sort of abuse their knowledge, like some Fish song. I forgot what it was called.
Bowie?
No, I'm never gonna.
It's Dylan's favorite.
They have a million songs. I'm never gonna remember what it was. But
was it David Bowie too?
They were playing
Stardust and Spiders from Mars.
You know, they play in like weird time signatures, and so they were playing like a weird time signature. They had like 2 bass parts. They were really dissonant, but like because they knew the theory behind it, like you know, like they were able to loop it and build on it and sing a melody over it that was actually in a different key. And, like, that's interesting, but, like, I just don't enjoy listening to that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
sure.
I would sort of be interested in seeing that written on a page, but, like, it just doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like they're just, like, sort of flaunting their music theory nerdiness, and it doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah.
What do y'all have to say about that?
I mean, I just don't particularly care for the sound of most of the music. Like, I listen to a lot of music. Like, a lot of the bands I listen to do play very long songs. Like, Yola Tango, I mean, it's one of my favorite bands in the world, and they have a number of songs that are, you know, 10, 12 minutes long. But the difference is, I mean, just the sound of the music is completely different. I mean, it is basically, you know, when they're long songs, it is just guitars absolutely shredding, and it just sounds dirtier. You know, it's not as happy. And it's just not like
it's
really
not cheesy.
It's not just, yeah. I mean, a lot of jam music to me just sounds very, just very happy. And it's just like happy in a really kind of cheesy way. And it's just like we've been talking about, just a very, very frequently. It's just very, very repetitive. And I can listen to it for a minute or two, but then I just get kind of bored with it. I mean, like, granted, Sonic Youth. I love Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth is plenty of really long, terrible songs. I mean, I'll be the first person to admit it. I think most Sonic Youth fans aren't stupid enough to say that every one of their music, their songs is good. But even, like, the terribly shit ones, I mean, everything is changing constantly. It's not just, repeating 1 or 2 chords consistently, and then all of a sudden
they're actually advancing,
the song, even if it still sounds like shit, they're doing it. And it's not like just playing 2 chords for 5 minutes, then, you know, busting out your guitarist, just really kill it for about a second or a minute or whatever, and then going back to the same thing, just giving every person like 1 or 2 minute moment in the sun.
Right.
Which is what a lot of jam music sounds like to me. And I mean, I'm not educated in how to play music, so that's all I can go off of.
No, that's pretty astute.
the sound of it.
So do we want to hear some samples?
For sure. Well, I'll give you one band. Would you consider this band a jam band that you like, Broken Social Scene? Because according to that, they do jam on riffs for like a long time.
Yeah, they do have a lot of songs where most of it's instrumental and they're just kind of like building on this one. I mean, in a way, they are a jam band, but they're not part of that same music scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, but maybe by technical definition, they are. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe,
that's a good point.
Maybe technically they might be. I still personally wouldn't consider them a jam band. I mean, because to me, the music just still sounds different. I mean, yeah, maybe they have a couple of, you know, they still have a couple of instrumental songs that where they you know, play off of one riff or whatever, but the music does sound completely different.
Although, so. I don't know if their stuff is that improvisational. I mean, I'm sure they're throwing in some stuff here and there.
Yeah, true.
But, like, they don't do a lot of, like, trading off solos, like, improvised solos. Like, a lot of the stuff is, like, the stuff that they've arranged, but they're, like, they're just these very long building parts that they, they all do.
I mean, and we think we've both seen them. I mean, I think all three of us have seen them a few times live, and, you know, they don't really improvise live at all.
Yeah,
I mean, they basically just play their songs, you know, and they do a kick-ass.
I mean, if you hadn't heard them before, you might think they were improvising,
right? I guess, I guess that's probably true,
but yeah, pretty much not. So yeah, first I want to play this song by Keller Williams.
Oh God, I'm already finished with this, and it's been on for 3 seconds, if that.
My problem with this is the guitar sounds like shit.
It sounds so bad. It sounds like it's being played through a MIDI keyboard. It's fucking awful.
What? Like, what,
like a $2 Casio keyboard. It's awful.
What kind of strings does he have? It sounds so bad.
And this, I mean, Keller Williams is, I mean, this is probably not that old of a recording too, right?
I think it's from 08.
Okay.
It's from the album Home, which every artist has an album called Home.
It's a prerequisite of a jam band. It's the very name of one of their records, Home, apparently.
Skip ahead a little bit. Oh, here we go. Oh, open chords.
The bass is kicking ass pretty hard right there.
This part is slightly better. Nope.
All right, next.
Just slightly, though. Let's see. What do we got? You want to hear...
I mean, I have a very hard time taking this music seriously because, you know, where I grew up, it's just like Connecticut. I mean, I grew up, my parents didn't really ever listen to music. I was the oldest child in my family, so basically I would wind up listening to, you know, whatever my friends were listening to at the time.
Right.
And growing up, a lot of the kids that I knew in Connecticut, they all listened to Dave Matthews Band and Phish when we were in high school. And the main reason was because everybody was constantly stoned when they weren't in school. And it's just kind of like one of those things. I felt I can't stop associating, and this isn't the stereotypical. I mean, I'm not trying to stereotype the music at all, even though everyone does. It's just, to me, my association with it is very much just showing up at somebody's house, everybody just sitting there getting really stoned, blasting David Bowie by Phish, and just sitting there going, "Oh, this is the best." And it's just it can't take anything seriously like that, because nobody would listen to it. None of these kids would listen to it sober.
Have you seen that?
They would only do it when they were high, and I can't take anything seriously when people have to be fucking high, or they think to be have to be fucking high to enjoy.
Whoa, I mean, easy.
Just smoke it. I mean, you have to enjoy. If you think you have to be stoned to enjoy any sort of piece of art, then it's not worth your fucking time to be involved in. It just isn't, because inherently you should be able to want to go watch a fucking movie or listen to a band by yourself completely sober. That's why these people create these things. And maybe it enhances it a little bit to you somehow, but I mean, Jesus Christ, if you can't listen to a band without smoking a bowl, I think you should reevaluate your fandom of that band and stop giving them your money.
Wow.
That's just my own personal opinion.
Man, Dylan, I'm a little soapbox.
I feel strongly about that.
Well, it's just, that has nothing, just that's not even a jam band thing.
One sample of Keller Williams, he just went
you
off.
Know, well, he did listen to a lot before.
I listened to like 3 of his songs earlier, and every one was worse than the last.
I agree with you. Have you seen the episode of Sarah Silverman Program about jam bands?
No. Is that the same one where she just becomes a pothead, is it?
No, it's not the same one.
That one's really excellent.
Yeah, that one is really funny. But Harris Whittles, who writes for Parks now, he wrote that episode, and he's a huge fan of Phish. But he like wrote the episode like making fun of those bands and how saying that like no one would actually like them nearly as much if they weren't on drugs at the time.
Right.
Because like that, I feel like that's part of why like they can withstand all that repetition.
Right.
Is because it doesn't. They don't. I don't know. It doesn't sound as repetitive. You're stoned? I don't know.
I mean, I guess maybe that's it, because I guess your mind does wander when you're stoned. It's just something that happens, and eventually it's going to get reeled back into what you're hearing.
Yeah, it's 10 minutes later, and you like just realize something was happening. Like, oh, wow, they're still playing. Okay,
oh,
cool.
Here we go. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Oh, cool,
Trey,
right?
You're the best.
Oh, still, he's still doing the drum solo. Good. I didn't miss anything
on that one. Oh, he's still hitting that tom-tom. Oh, thank God.
You want to hear Mike's song by Fish?
Yeah, rock it.
All right, let's hear that. This is Sam Porter's pick. Maybe I should skip ahead, or is this good?
No, this is a good little intro. This is also a live recording.
Yeah, it's from Deer Creek Music Center in Indiana. Ooh. It's not that bad so far.
Yeah.
I can live with this.
Can you show me the front of that? Show me that
the album cover.
Art.
Just like a pencil drawing, a pen drawing of some guy.
I'm trying to remember which one of these records I had when I was in high school.
Yeah, there's like 25 of them.
Yeah, I know. I had a couple of them.
Is that Trey singing?
No, that's Mike. Actually,
it's Mike's song.
Oh, because it's Mike's song.
Yeah.
Okay,
Mike Gordon.
Does he only have one song? Is that why this is?
He writes a few songs, but yeah, no. This is his only song.
He's like the Ringo Starr of Fish.
What does Mike play?
The drummer might be. He plays bass.
Oh, okay.
Because Ringo Starr wrote two songs.
Who's Phil Lesh? Is he in Fish?
No.
He was in the Dead?
He was in the Grateful Dead.
He's still in the Grateful Dead.
This isn't the worst. That's one of the better things that I've heard from, especially from that band.
But that was what, like 30 seconds into like a 25-minute song?
That song was 23 minutes long.
Jeez. All right, yeah. So that was... It'll come back to that, but it'll jam...
I would have gotten tired of that.
It'll jam out pretty hard during that.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of listening to songs.
So one band that I listened to on that playlist that I thought was unbearable was Tea Leaf Green. Do you listen to them at all, Sam?
I've heard them, but...
Okay, let's
rock them.
Let's see if I can convey how bad they are. This is a song I remember being pretty bad. And this is, like, pretty recent.
Like, yeah, they're a pretty new band, aren't they?
Oh, are they? Okay.
I don't know.
Like, I expected this to be, like, their first album or something. So, because it's bad.
This is not that good.
It sounds like... Too much... It sounds like a really terrible grunge band trying to become a jam band.
It sounds like you would walk into like a bar that's really empty at like 1:30 a.m. and it'd just be tons of old people like dancing to this.
I think really drunk.
This is the type of music that they would play at a Hollister in order to try to convince people that they were hip.
No, they play like Lit and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, they don't play jam.
No,
music.
They'll put the jam music on when they're trying to attract all the
I was thinking of Hot Topic, not Hollister.
Yeah, Hollister.
Oh,
they would totally
Hollister,
play
I thought
like
that was
this.
More like SoCal pop punk.
It is, but they would still play something like this because this is the type of music people listen to in Southern California.
All right, next. I can't. This is weird.
Pretty bad, though, right? It was just... I mean, I guess there's nothing
not
like
good.
Terribly offensive about this song itself. There's just also just nothing remarkable about it. It's the most boring shit ever.
I think that's the main thing about all of this music. It's like there's nothing terribly offensive about any of it. Like, I think of plenty of like metal bands that make much more offensive music.
Right.
It's just, not, like you said, nothing remarkable. It's just boring. It's just kind of like... Yeah. Oh, this exists in the world. That's not my thing. I'll let somebody else have it. You know, you guys can go follow.
Right.
You guys can go follow Mo all day and all night.
Here's a Fish
song. I'll stay home.
That I kind of enjoyed.
What is it?
It's called Saw It Again. The beginning kind of sucked. But the jam was okay. I think this is the part that I liked. It's only like 6 minutes long.
Do you like Trey Anastasio as a guitarist?
I don't know. He's good. But...
Hesitated too much.
He's not my favorite. I know that he's a good guitarist.
Hesitated way too much.
I don't always want to listen to him, though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, not bad.
It's not too bad. These like live recordings kind of kill me, because they just put out... Like all these jam bands put out like tons of live recordings and stuff. Like it seems like Dave Matthews had like his whole like Like, he would just put out live recordings all the time. So, like, they would just not even have to put out studio music anymore. Like, they could just,
like... Fish doesn't. Yeah. Fish, like... Yeah. Is it how many actual studio albums does Fish have?
Oh,
it's not more than 10.
Probably not even that many. Oh, do they?
Yeah, they have probably, like, 9 or 11.
But they probably have at least, like, 50.
They definitely have more than 40.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have a lot more live albums. Records. But, I mean, they have, like, a decent amount of studio albums, for sure.
So, when the whole jam scene was...
But how long have they been around, though? So, was it since
the late 80s?
Yeah, probably late 80s.
I mean, still...
Because they came to prominence in the 90s.
Well, they did break up for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't playing music for, like, probably...
I'm sure there were still live albums surfacing when they were gone, though.
Get back together?
Yeah.
How long ago did they get back together?
In 2011.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just got back together and played, like, 3 days at Virginia that sold out. My buddy Chris, actually, and y'all know Dan Bennis.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Dan Bennis.
Didn't they play at ACL?
They played at ACL last year. Yeah. Oh, yes. They got together right before that. So that
did
was
you see them then?
No, I went to see...
Muse?
No.
Muse is always at ACL.
Who was playing? Oh, the Strokes. God, and that show was terrible.
Oh, they were good.
No, not that show. Were you at that show?
The Strokes?
At ACL?
Yeah, I liked it.
He, like, messed up, like, so many lyrics and stuff, and he only played for, like, an hour of, like, an hour and a half set. It was very disappointing.
I recall enjoying it.
I don't have an opinion.
No.
I've only seen the Strokes once, and it was incredible.
I was really excited to see them. I was
really
pumped. I liked it.
The show at South by Southwest, I thought, was, like, so much better.
Did they play at Auditorium Shores?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you see that one, Dylan?
I don't know if I saw that.
No, I've seen them once. I saw them in London, like, a couple years ago before. I think it was right before First Impressions of Earth came out. So they just played... I mean, they basically played all of their music.
Yeah.
And they played, like, every single record off of their previous albums.
Oh, nice. That'd be such a good time to see them.
It was absolutely excellent.
They played a lot of stuff off the new... I don't know.
Their new record is so fucking bad.
Oh, goodness, please.
That was loud.
Easy with the F-bombs there.
No, I'm sorry. It was infuriating to me how upset... I was very upset about that.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. But yeah,
I wouldn't yell at you about it, though.
I mean, I was actually mad that I didn't go see Fish
for at that show,
which was kind of funny. But so, I mean, I just, like, hadn't seen the Strokes, and, like, I'd seen Fish before, and the Strokes at that point were like, well, this is probably going to be, like, one of our last tours and stuff.
Right.
They were like, we're going to release this album tour and then be done. And then, like, lo and behold, they come back for South by Southwest, and now they're going to, like, release another album.
Yeah, they're already recording in the other album.
But it's going to be just total BS, too.
Well, that was what was interesting about that last record that came out.
Uh-oh.
They're getting cut off, all right.
I like the Stroke sound, too, which is sad.
So,
well, what's kind of funny about it was that so many people in the band, like, a bunch of them, they all just said the album was total shit. Like, every single one of them.
Yeah.
Like, because they recorded it all entirely separately. Sam, that's just being obnoxious at this point. It's just being inconsiderate. Just being inconsiderate.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, I guess it's time for categories. Sam lost. No, I'm only cutting you off because we got some more things to cover about jam bands.
Yeah, we got
Strokes
some more.
We're
trying to keep the podcast down a little bit.
Just want to talk about something, actually.
Categories, yeah.
Too bad.
I lost last week, and I'm just going to be honest and go with naming jam bands.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll just flip this piece of paper over so I don't cheat.
This is actually kind of a broad topic, though, so I think I'm going to go... Probably have to refine it a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Because, I mean, like... Actually, we'll just do that, and we'll just go through it, because that actually could be...
I don't think this is going to last very long.
All right, let's do it.
I can only remember, like, 10.
Fish.
Well, Dylan actually starts, so he can still say Fish if he wants to.
Oh, yeah, Dylan starts. That's right.
Okay. Fish.
Medeski, Martin, and Wood.
Ooh, nice.
Who are boring as hell.
Mo.
Son of a bitch. Disco Biscuits.
Tea Leaf Green. Did you listen to Disco Biscuits?
I've heard them before. Oh, okay. I have a couple friends who've seen them a bunch of times.
Disco
Biscuits.
Yeah, I had
some friends back home that were obsessed with Disco Biscuits.
They're total shit.
Allman Brothers.
The Recipe.
Is that a real one?
Yes, I just looked it up on my phone.
Hey, cheating?
No, did you just cheat?
It wasn't cheating.
You're just reading it.
I was reading it while you guys were speaking
prior
to that.
No more cheating.
It's not cheating. Am I looking at anything?
All right, I'm going to go with P Groove, otherwise known as Perpetual Groove.
Nice. Look, I saw they actually put on a decent show.
That's cool.
Humphries McGee.
Killer Williams.
Moon Taxi.
Grateful Dead.
EMB.
Phil Esch and Friends.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I'm running low. I'm going to say Jimi Hendrix.
Fine.
Bella Fleck and the Flecktones.
I actually kind of liked them. I listened to them before, and they weren't bad.
I like Medeski, Martin, and Wood more than I like them.
I hated them. And I've seen them live, too. They were boring. So boring. North Mississippi All-Stars.
Derek Trucks Band.
All right, this might end up being the end of it. Did anyone say the String Cheese Incident?
Actually, no.
All right, String Cheese Incident.
Tedeschi Trucks Band.
Ooh, nice. Good call. Soul Live.
Damn. Oh, I got one. I got one. I got one.
I used to really like Soul Live.
Come on. Fill in the silence. Fill in the silence.
I'm trying to think of something. The Flaming Lips, I guess.
That they do count. I did see them on a list. Sound Tribe Sector 9, also known as STS-9.
STS-9. I'm going to say Watch for a Panic.
Ooh, we haven't said that
one. Did anyone say Dispatch?
No, we haven't said that. Man, we're getting pretty far. OAR.
Damn it. That was what I was going to say.
You're going to lose. You're going to lose.
Oh, I'm going to say.
3, 2.
Wilco.
I saw them on a list. I'm gonna allow it.
There really is.
Actually, no. They were just on that.
On the list of winners.
They were just on the Horde tour, but they're not really a jam band.
Yeah, so not really.
I don't know.
They do jam
a
little bit.
It's arguable. They're just good.
I don't know. I wouldn't really call them a jam band, but we'll just allow it, I guess.
All right. Well, do you have anything?
I don't know. Did anyone say Government Mule?
No. This is getting pretty far. Blues Traveler.
Really? I can see that.
Totally. Totally. They brought it to the mainstream. That's what I've been reading. You got one?
Rob. The TV show. Wait.
With Rob Schneider?
Yeah. Rob Schneider.
Have y'all been watching it? We need to follow up on that conversation. Have y'all been watching it?
No. I'm just my eyes are just...
Humphries McGee.
You already said that. You're gone.
Oh, I even had one already for once.
And that is categories. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. I'm in a rut.
You tied my streak for worst streak ever.
The man that's the jam band fan is the one that lost, which is kind of
ironic. That is really funny. I don't think anyone said Mo either.
I said Mo.
You did? Okay. Well, that was my next one, so I'm glad you lost.
I was really excited to say the Spin Doctors.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
I was going to say that the reason I thought that, because they did the thing where they really didn't write a song. They just kind of thought of one little thing that they repeated over and over. And then on their studio recordings, I guess they didn't really improvise that much, but maybe they did live. But
who?
Like they
Spin Doctors. Oh, okay.
But their songs are totally that format where it's just like, you know, like Two Princes is just and that's the whole song.
And it's hysterical.
It's the entire and then it goes
nice. Let's just not pretend that song isn't catchy as shit.
Of course it's catchy, but when you sing it 12 times.
Would Counting Crows be considered a jam band?
Their live show is
the Black Crows
are somewhat reminiscent of a jam band, but I wouldn't call them one. But yeah, I wouldn't like.
All right, what's
Sam would know? They are his favorite band.
I do love them, but their live show is very interesting, and it's not all about like just like cool noodling solos. Like it's more about like
cool noodling solos.
It's more about like making the song a completely new experience. Which I feel like Fish, it's pretty much the same experience every time, just the solos are a little different.
But everybody's high on a different drug every time.
Even though
you know
they say
pulling up stereotypes.
Even though they say stuff.
I have been to one jam show. I actually have.
Oh, nice. Which one?
You know, that's a good question.
I saw OAR.
Oh, I have seen OAR. They opened for Dave Matthews Band.
I saw. Oh, nice. Oh, actually, no, because I've seen.
If those two count.
I've actually seen.
I wouldn't even like two.
Those aren't hardcore jam bands.
I can see how like OAR is a jam band,
but
like,
they're not really.
They're
that
not
much.
Really.
I also saw D&D Robert Randolph.
Like, I've seen Robert Randolph. They're terrible.
Oh, dude, Robert Randolph's awesome. God, I can't believe I didn't say that. But I don't really consider Robert Randolph, like, I guess in his early days, maybe a jam.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Oh, a lot of Ben Harper stuff's pretty jammy. I've seen him.
Yeah.
What about.
And then Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Yeah, I've seen enough to know.
What about Jack Johnson?
Eric Clapton actually said Robert Randolph's
Johnson
the best.
Jam band?
No.
The same people like him, though, I feel like.
Jack Johnson's not a jam band. Banana
that
Pancakes
actually
is
interesting
a,
because
Banana
well,
Pancakes
say,
isn't a jammy song.
No, that's actually more of a like morning sex kind
of
song.
It's one of the worst songs ever written.
No, but Eric Clapton actually said Robert Randolph is the best pedal steel player he's ever seen in his life.
He doesn't play pedal steel.
Robert Randolph?
Yeah, he plays lap steel.
I saw him play pedal.
Oh, you're right. No, he plays,
yeah, he plays pedal steel. I've seen him. I know he plays pedal steel.
Does he?
Yeah.
For or sure. Is it a? I know, no, he does have a stand for it. I guess it is a pedal steel. Sorry. He is no. He is really good. When I saw him, he was really fucked up. Like he could barely play. And it, his guitar was really out of tune. No, dude. He was out there.
People say that too about like the guy, the lead guy from the Strokes, and I could have sworn that guy was hammered.
Julian Casablancas.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he was
hammered.
Yeah, he's supposedly a recovered alcoholic or something like that.
Right,
he supposedly doesn't do drugs or drink anymore. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if it's true. I hear he's just a huge asshole now.
Oh, we should cover this a little bit because a big part of jam band culture is like recording and like trade, like especially like in the before like the digital age or what have you.
Right.
You know, like jam band fans were really tight knit community because they literally like traded tapes with one another of all the shows they've been to and stuff like that. I guess that's it.
Oh no, that's
that was
definitely.
Just a big part of how the fan culture developed.
Yeah.
Aside from the
trading
actual
tapes?
Musical part. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
okay.
It. I just feel like that had to be.
Man, I
could have
said My Morning Jacket. God, that was
Morning Jacket. I like My Morning Jacket.
They're good though.
They're very good.
And they have they actually have songwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess
so. Probably the ultimate band would be a jam band that has songwriting.
I don't know about the ultimate band.
I can do without the jam part.
Yeah. I can just the songwriting is good for me.
So what would you say is the ultimate day of your life that you've lived so far?
The ultimate day of my life?
Today, right now.
Yeah.
Live with you guys.
The moment. Always in the moment.
That's a given. Thank
it's
you.
The moment. Just answering the question.
That's the correct answer.
That is
no matter who
the
you
answer.
Ask.
That's right. True.
Live in the moment.
I wonder how big jam bands are these days.
How big they are?
How famous they are?
Yeah, I mean, I just wonder what
they're
the
going
jam...
strong, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they have jam band like festivals. It seems like that's how music festivals and stuff really got started.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing is I feel like, yeah, I guess we could credit them a little bit because, yeah, I feel like the music festivals
like
as we know it wouldn't be around without jam bands. I
mean, like Bonnaroo, for
Bonnaroo,
sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know, and that influenced Coachella and ACL and Lollapalooza and all that.
But a lot of those I don't know, now it seems like, well, at least with like ACL or like Coachella and stuff, there's like a jam band there. People are just like, oh gosh, there's a jam band at this festival.
Well, there's always a token jam band at every festival. Although I checked Coachella and I could not find one. But I feel like that's the first in a while that hasn't had like your token jam band. But yeah, like I guess like jam fans are always going to show up for festivals. So.
Yeah, because I remember when Tool was announced to play at Bonnaroo like years ago. That's when Bonnaroo was like a huge jam band festival. And then Tool was going to be announced. And I was like, that's not going to mix too well. It's just these like kids that are outside that like never go outside wearing all black listening to Tool.
Now Bruce Springsteen is headlining Bonnaroo.
Yeah. Lil Wayne played Bonnaroo.
That's true.
That's weird. Yeah, they just get everybody. Just anybody who
they
people
just ready,
come out to see.
They're spreading themselves way too thin.
Well, you know, they're just trying to make a buck. That's what all these things are for.
So y'all, do y'all have any final thoughts on jam bands?
Not for me.
Not really?
Let's bring it to a vote.
I think I already did. Not for me.
Sam Porter.
I would probably hobby hard, follow jam bands.
Sounds like... Oh, yeah, one more thing. I wanted to tell a story about... Okay, so when I was in middle school...
Nice.
There was this
I love Sam Zena middle
there
school.
There was this math teacher... Who sort of went off the deep end.
Circa middle school.
I think she was like on drugs or something. And her husband.
A lot of teachers are, I think.
Her husband was a teacher as well at the same school. And so she just basically like threw away her life and started following widespread panic around. And that's the last we ever heard of her.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of
she like, you know, lost her job and all that. And just like they got divorced and.
Well, I hope that she
followed around panic for. The rest of her days.
Dang, she must have really been on some drugs.
Yeah.
That's like when...
Oh, shit. You know what I just remembered? I've seen Widespread Panic.
Nice.
When I was in high school... I really just need to think back. When I was in high school, I was...
His noggin doesn't work that good.
My friend's stepdad was like, hey, Widespread Panic's supposed to be a good band. Why don't you go with your friends? And so, like, my friend's stepdad got, like, me and... him and another friend like some tickets and he drove us to New Orleans and we went and saw them and I fell asleep.
It is funny because
it was so boring.
Really?
It was so
Wait,
boring.
You said you're in middle school? High school?
I was in high school.
Oh, Panic, bro.
It seems like Panic has that following. Like there's people that like, seriously go and travel. Like, people that are into jam bands are ridiculously into them. Like, especially, like, right. Yeah, my buddy Chris went to go see Phish in Madison Square Garden the end of December. They played, like, three shows, and Dan did.
Oh, I used to like Dispatch.
And then people that go see Panic, it seems like all, like, run into people that are just, like...
Dan also used to live in New York, so that's a little bit easier for him to go up there, I guess.
Okay, but still, he went.
I know he still went to die. I know.
Yeah, and but yeah, I don't know. People that are into that, it's just crazy.
Yeah, people are really into it. I don't know. When I was in middle school, high school, a friend of mine, you know, that was in high school, used to love Phish. He went. I think he saw them when we had been in high school at this point. We probably seniors, maybe juniors. He had seen them almost 30 times.
Gosh.
Yeah. There's a lot of people like that. Like. That you talk to that like jam bands, and yeah, they've seen each band like 20 times. Because like when I was 16. Like really into Dave Matthews Band, like I thought it was pretty intense that I had seen him 3 times, and most Dave Matthews Bands have seen like 70 times.
Yeah, true.
And they were like at his first show in Charlottesville and all this shit. It's like, whatever.
Who cares?
Fuck you. But I have to
it's
say,
not really a badge of honor in my
you
opinion.
Were talking about how Dave Matthews Band, like, he plays with a lot of good musicians, and I agree with that, except his violinist. He is terrible. He cannot play the fucking violin for his life.
Oh, I knew that guy's name.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he really is. He's playing it wrong.
He plays the fiddle, I thought.
No, it's not even a fiddle.
The violin.
He goes, neener, 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 neener. Like, that doesn't count.
He stands out so much, too, because he's like this giant black guy that's ripped. Like,
oh, yeah, because he's always wearing, like, sleeveless
shirts.
He's
always wearing, like, sleeveless, like, shirts and, like, vest and stuff. And, like, everyone else in the crowd is, like... All, like, jammed
and
out.
And all the solos are just, like, really like boring. And everyone's like, yeah, good job.
They were, like, Tevas and, like, shorts and stuff. Yeah. And Dave Matthews is wearing, like, just, like, a button-down shirt. And it's just like, oh, there's all these, like, white guys. And then this just terribly What is Dave even doing these days? Is he touring still?
They retired for the year.
Oh,
For last year.
Well, 2011. They didn't play 2011.
They're probably going to start touring again in like a month.
Examples, examples.
I can see, like,
I'm done with that impression.
See,
stop, please.
I can definitely see, like, Andy from... Wait, is it Andy that's in Parks and Rec?
Parks and Recreation?
Yeah, being like a Dave Matt.
Oh, I
like,
love that
imitating Dave.
Well, you know, it's also Andy from The Office is also a huge Dave Matthews Band fan in that show.
Yeah, he's like Dave Matthews Band,
and
deep
his
cuts
band,
only.
Yeah. His band,
and they play Crash.
Mouse Rat. No, that was from The Office. That was Andy
Bird.
That's
Bernard. What we're talking about.
That's what we were just talking about.
I thought you were talking about The Office. Oh,
dude,
Parks.
Where are you today?
I've
been talking about jam music too long. Your mind is just
totally...
We did shift his shows.
No,
I dropped
some acid before.
Anyway, so let's go ahead and put this thing to a vote, because this thing is dragging on hard.
Just like a classic song from Phish.
Sam Zena, what do you say?
I'm going to say absolutely not.
Dylan.
For like the 800th time, this is just not my thing. No,
I could probably get into it. I mean, like, really, there's like you go and you just like go see music and like
I like music
and I don't know. I love going to see shows outside, like during the spring. I sound like a pretty big hippie right now, but
no, I agree with all those sentiments, and those are very much tied to jam bands. But I'd rather have all those elements, but see a different band.
Yeah.
So I respect that. So
well, I guess the votes have it. It's a nay.
Next week we're doing...
Oh, look at this guy taking over.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Next week we're doing Juggalos. So
that'll be exciting.
Yeah, everyone look forward to that.
I love Juggalos.
Get excited.
And thanks. Bye. Louisiana, Texas, where I'm better.